Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we have a draft episode because, you know, that's the thing that we're doing. All that and more of this app we have some amount of control over.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
And today with us, we have a wonderful crew of folks. We have Miss Sarah Day McDougal here to lead us, lead our draft, to be our commissioner of our draft hero fantasy draft.
Sarah, I will try Day. My best.
That's right. That's right.
The commish.
The commish. we have Haley Hobbs joining us again this year. What's up, Haley Hobbs?
Oh, you know, the horrors persist, but so do I.
You got to be stronger than the horrors.
Mm-hmm. And J. Scotty St. Clair is joining us for the first time on the draft. What's going on, J. Scotty?
Hey, just excited to be here. I appreciate the invite and am excited to hopefully inject some fresh blood into the draft proceedings.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to dethrone this jack knocker over here.
Yeah, I'm just hoping 2024 will be a challenge is all, you know.
Okay.
It's a good thing we're all so far away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not competitive by nature, but you might bring that out in me, Matt. You keep talking like that.
Please do bring it.
I can totally see you, J. Scotty. You're just such a cool, calm customer, but then like,
we know you've got that Arthur fist locked and loaded.
Yep, he's got that Arthur fist chambered.
That's right.
Hammer is pulled back, ready to go.
To give a description of what we're doing today, if you haven't heard a draft episode before or haven't heard any of our updates, it's like fantasy football, but it's fantasy heroes. And we select a character from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and as well as some other elements. And we are basically trying to do a challenge to see who will... Who gets the most points? And we're going to go over the rules of how that works, but it's like appearances, cameos, all that stuff. How much that character is utilized within the universe gives you your points. And to break it down, this year's rules have changed in some fairly significant ways. So Sarah Day McDougal, you want to give us the new point layout?
Yes, I do. So first of all, registration will now close on November 7th at noon Eastern Standard Time. So if you like what you hear tonight, go to fantasyheroesgame.com and register. You can register as a free agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. or you can register as a league of 4 to 8 people, which is also a change, 4 to 8 people in a league this year. And then we will open up the draft submission from December 4th through the 17th. So you will register for your league. I'll put all the free agents together, and then you will draft your heroes December 4th through the 17th. You can do that live with your league, or you can do it via text messages. We will have a locked roster this year, which is different than last year, because instead of having 500 characters and Uncle Bob and all of those people that will never see each other again, we're going to narrow that down, and you can pick from our roster. Now, if you're familiar, there's a Hail Hydra character. They cannot be a rostered character, and they cannot be a character that has been seen before. So even if they're not on our roster and they have been an MCU property, they still cannot be your Hail Hydra. So okay. Teams are 10 heroes from our roster. We have three bonus categories, one item, one location, and one organization. Again, those will be listed on a roster for you to choose from. And then, of course, your one Hail Hydra pick. And again, that's any Marvel Comics character not on our roster or previously in an MCU property. How to do your draft. If you have questions, just email us. This is also on the website at fantasyheroesgames.com. So the point system, that's what you originally asked about.
No, we need all of these rules. These are important.
This is all good. All good rules.
This actually is great context because I thought I was going to come into this like disadvantage not having seen what this year's roster looks like, but it sounds like everybody's in the same boat, so I feel a little bit better going in.
Well, it's not just the roster that you need to know. You got to know properties. You got to know everything they're doing, all the pushbacks and timing delays and things like that. Because if a property gets pushed out of the year and you've got a whole lot of people in that one,
you're scrawd.
Yep.
Sure. You're scrawd.
Yeah, and I think the past 2 years, so this year and last year, we've had big
things
impact the properties coming out. So it's been fun for us.
Once more with feelings, Sarah.
I didn't quite buy that. Maybe if you could just like spruce it up a little more.
Start a fantasy draft, they said.
It reminds me of we've talked about this many times before, but we started Binge's Assemble years ago, and then immediately COVID happened, and so no movies came out for like a year or whatever. And then we started Multiverse News, and immediately the strikes happened, and so like news dried up, and it's just similar. Like we started a fantasy league, and then nothing has been stable. Marvel was stable for like 8 years; they always hit their dates, and then like complete shakeups.
Or if they didn't hit the exact date that they said a thing was coming out on, something else was coming out that day.
Right.
So like there was always something nailing it, and then it's like nope, there's a strike. Nothing is getting done.
It is going to be a particularly hard year because the strike may not resolve. Like they think it's looking good right now, but it may not resolve. We may get no properties next year. We may get one property next year. We may get seven. Who knows? So it's going to be interesting.
Well, that's why we're here, to help keep you interested and active in the Marvel Cinematic Universe world.
That's right. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
The multiverse.
Okay, so what are the points?
The points are per title, unless otherwise stated. Titles are movies and Disney Plus shows released in 2024. So even if the show begins in 24 but ends in 25, we will wait until the show ends.
Okay.
An appearance of a character is 5 points max per title, which means a character appears for a majority of the duration of the title, such as main characters or supporting characters. A cameo is max 1 point per title. In the films, a cameo means a rostered character that makes a short appearance in a single scene or single location within a movie and does not return throughout the title. Example, Daredevil in No Way Home, Guardians in Love and Thunder. Contested cameos will be deferred to a 10% of screen time as a tiebreaker. In the shows, rostered characters that make an appearance in a single episode. If they appear in more than one episode, they will then count as an appearance.
Not counting the previously on?
Correct. It has to be new content. Anything that's a flashback from something we've seen before does not count. Previously on does not count.
Mm.
So if the flashback is something we haven't seen, that counts. As long as it's new content, it will count.
What if it's like a Loki situation where it's a flashback to content that we've seen a bajillion years ago?
If we've seen it in a film or a show, it doesn't count. But if it's a flashback and it goes back to Avengers 2012, Battle of New York, but it's a different scene, we'll count it if we haven't seen it before. If it's new dialogue, a new location, anything like that.
Right. Okay. And that just counts as cameo.
Correct, which is 1 point this year, not two.
Okay.
So in Loki, for instance, it would not have counted, any of the Avengers wouldn't have counted as cameos in that first scene, in the first episode of Loki, of season one.
Because it was archival footage. Correct.
Right. It wasn't new footage.
Would not have counted.
Footage from Endgame. Okay, cool.
Yep. Mentions are next. This is 1 point each with a max of 3 per title. This can be photographs or symbols or direct name mentioned. Mantle mentions are context-based and up to the creator's discretion, the creators being me and Suhair.
Get Feige on the phone. We got to know who he meant.
We had a lot of like people write in or ask us questions and stuff. And I'm like, trust me, I wish I could call Feige up and be like, what should we do point wise here? But unfortunately, yeah. We cannot. Feige, if you're listening to this, I would love your direct line. Thank you very much.
Feige, reach out.
And we know
we would love to be like the official draft of the MCU. That would be a great title to stick on this. Feige HMU, you know?
So mentions and cameo points can be combined. However, once a cameo is made, the mention points cease. So if it's mention, cameo, those stack. If it's mention, cameo, mention, that second mention will not be counted towards the points.
Man, that's rough. Like, that feels very restrictive.
Yeah, it kind of behooves you to select characters that they're, like, teasing. Like, I want to see him, yeah. I want to see him, but I don't actually want to see him because I
don't put him on screen. Put him on screen. That's going to ruin my draft.
The new rules update, like, really nerfs cameos. Like, really nerfs them. It reduced them to 1 point, right, too?
Yeah, 1 point.
Well,
yeah.
The reason why we went down was because if you got cameo and maxed out your mention points, you'd have the same amount as an appearance. And we've got a lot of feedback that they did not like that. So we reduced the cameo. So even if you get your cameo and max out your mentions, that's only 4. And then an appearance is 5.
I thought a cameo prior in previous years eliminated mention points. Like once you got a cameo, the mention points just don't count anymore. Is that not the case?
It might have been the first year. I believe they stacked last year. This current year, they're stacking.
I can see why that'd be frustrating. But it does feel like a cameo with no mentions is like less valuable than, or it's the same value as just someone mentioning Cap Shield or something.
No, that's
cameo
a really fair point.
With no mentions is still a rose. Right?
Yeah.
That's the proverb?
A mention by any other name would not feel as many points.
Well, I will star it, and we can come back to that, but...
We'll circle back.
Oh, no, it's okay. I designed my whole roster based on that. Like, cameos are nerfed.
So, mentions can be combined. Okay.
They can be combined until the cameo comes.
Yeah, so yeah, cool. get them to do 3 mentions and then a cameo then to maximize the points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Again, got to phone up Feige. Mm-hmm. Phone a Feige. That's my new lifeline.
Identical variant is next, which is +1 point with a max of 3 points per title. This is a multiversal version which shares a face or a name of a rostered character appears on screen. For example, Sylvie is not a variant because she does not share a face or a name with Tom Hiddleston's Loki.
Okay. But the 3 Peter Parkers are all Peter Parkers despite being different actors. And that
Correct.
Would count as an identical variant.
Yes.
Okay.
This was our answer to not wanting to do prime timeline Loki and TVA Loki, but then Sylvie keeping her as a separate character. So if they share a face or a name, they're a variant. If not, they are not. Well, they won't get variant points, even if they're referred to. Even if Sylvie and Loki are referred to as variants.
Forgive me if I'm getting ahead of myself, but is that going to extend to Hail Hydras? So if there's like a character we expect to appear that may have been portrayed by a different actor, but that appearance has not been confirmed.
Can you give me an example, please?
Well, I was thinking Ben Affleck's Daredevil.
Oh.
No, that wouldn't count because I believe Netflix... Ben Affleck's Daredevil cannot be a Hail Hydra because we have had Daredevil in the MCU.
Matt Murdock's on the roster. Character,
just, okay.
Yeah, it has to be not on the roster. So Got since it. Matt Murdock okay. is on the roster,
yeah.
or will be Got on it. The roster. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, your Hail Hydra, I keep wanting to call it Hail Hydrate.
Yeah, me too.
Your Hail Hydra can't be a variant of an existing rostered character.
Got Correct. It. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to write that down so I can add that to the rules because that's a good point.
So that begs a question of, like, what indicates that someone is a variant and not an appearance?
If they are in a majority of the film, they are the appearance.
Even if they are themselves a variant from
Correct.
Previous properties?
Yes. Okay. And that varies per property. So if okay. He Who Remains was the main character in all of Loki, and then Victor Timely showed up, Victor Timely would be the variant.
Okay.
If Victor Timely was the main character of this season of Loki, and the Egyptian Kang shows up, he would be the variant.
Ramatut. My man!
I got you.
What if it's a variant or a cameo of, like, for instance, He Who Is Remains?
Gross.
Gross. Oh.
What was the question?
What if it's a variant that is not necessarily alive, like He Who Is Remains?
Oh, the remains. Yeah, no. Yeah,
where he's just dead in the chair.
No. Yeah, they have to be alive.
Flawed remains.
They have to be living.
They have to be, well.
They have to be not decomposing. Yeah.
They have to have spoken lines.
The King Dabber, nice.
The King Dabber.
But you get mention points, though, for the King Dabber, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Photographs are symbols, direct name mentioned. Yeah, because they've mentioned He Who Remains. So
yeah, they've mentioned He Who Remains a lot, but like as far as screen time, Victor Timely would be the main one in this season of Loki.
If right? our current rules were in effect, yes, Victor Timely would be like Victor Timely would be the Kang points, and then
okay.
if He Who Remains was not deceased, that would have been the variant points.
Mm. Right. Well, that would have been variant. Cameo, or he got mentions though.
If their appearance, that trumps everything. The appearance right. doesn't stack. So Victor Timely would have appearance points,
right?
So He Who Remains wouldn't get mention points because it's all the same.
Because he's a variant.
Variant.
Right. Okay. But if He Who Remains was still alive when they went to him. We would get
the variant point. Yes.
Variant point. Okay. Not mention point. Got it.
It's just a flesh wound.
Gotcha. He's like, I'm fine. This is nothing. Just got to walk it off.
The other example that we use in our rules is Christine Palmer in Multiverse of Madness. The R prime timeline Christine Palmer was the variant, and then 816 or whatever it was the main portion of the film. So she was the actual character. Appearance.
Okay.
The primary variant or whatever. Primary Christine.
Not confusing in the slightest. It's fine.
Variants and Skrulls really threw a wrench in our
See,
plans.
I love it. I love the complication of the
yeah,
variants
sure,
and Skrulls.
Great. Thanks.
You guys always want to simplify it. I want it to be like weird and complicated and like.
Matt's like, make it as complex as possible.
You don't get all the emails, Matt.
That's true. But it makes it a lot of fun. Like, that's the whole thing. It's like, you know.
I send a lot of emails.
Yeah. I like when the weird thing happens and you're like, I don't know what this means for our points. Oh, no.
Yeah.
We got to figure it out. Put together the council.
And it's fun to discuss. And let me segue right here and say, if you want to discuss the points as Zuhair and I do it live, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/fantasyheroes.
That's a great plug.
Thank you so much. It's only $1 or $3 a month.
Mm. Sweet. Do it. Go join up.
Okay, next is the bonus points, which is 1 point max per title per category. So we have, you can draft one item, one location, and one organization from the approved roster and get one additional point per title per bonus category when that item, location, or organization is verbally referred to or appears.
Or appears.
Okay. 1 point per title.
1 point per title not mentioned.
But 1 point for each, if all three things get
three
mentioned.
Three categories. Mm-hmm.
So all each 1 point gotcha. For each category. Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cool. What's next?
Hail Hydra. is 10 points max per year. You only get your Hail Hydro once per year. This is a character that you want to show up, but has not been officially cast by the MCU for the draft year or previously, i.e. Reed Richards in Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness. Hail Hydras can be villains. Rostered characters do not qualify for Hail Hydra. You have to see the character in the flesh, but they don't need to speak.
So no mentions of characters.
Correct. Have count. To see the character.
So like, for instance, in Doctor Strange Mom, they mentioned Chthon. That mention of but not seeing the person, Chthon, would not count.
Correct. But didn't they have like a symbol? I guess that wouldn't count either because it has to be in the flesh.
In the flesh. What if they are not a flesh?
Or metal or alien substance or.
What if they're a being of pure light?
They just have to be seen in whatever form they come in.
Whatever form they appear in.
Mm-hmm. Could be an apparition.
Okay. Ooh.
But not like a picture.
Ghosts. Not pictures of ghosts.
If an actor or actress has been hired to portray them in some way,
sure,
they count.
What about Bats, the ghost dog?
Oh, man.
Okay, so that is it for our positive points. Now we move on to our negative points.
Oh, you're losing points.
You can. If your character is injured or loss of powers, that's -1 point with a max per title. This is the loss of or use of a body part, which extends beyond the title. Example, Rhodey's legs.
Oof. I don't know why you got to bring Rhodey into this.
If they're hurt to the point it affects their ability to hero for the remaining of the film. If they lose the use of their body part.
I'm thinking like Korg in Love and Thunder, right?
Yes, because he was pretty useless for the rest of the film.
Right. I'm perishing. I mean, it all worked out.
Thor's eye is another example.
Yeah, but like that didn't
affect his ability to hero.
Nor did it stick, right?
Taika was like, nah.
It was fixed in a different property, so like I could get it for injury. But it didn't affect his ability to hero.
Yeah, affect ability to hero is strange language because
Let's stick to loss of hero or use of body part.
I think you can look back to Taika again with like Tessa Thompson and Love and Thunder again, Valkyrie being sidelined. That's an example, right?
Oh, yeah.
She got stabbed real good.
Yes, thank you, Scotty.
Sure.
Okay, the next is presumed deceased is -3 points per title. Oof. If your character dies or is presumed dead in the title, example, Wanda, Killmonger, Thanos. If they are revived within that title, the points return, i.e. Mark Spector in Moon Knight.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, we have a scroll addendum.
Sorry, I'm thinking on your example addendum of Wanda. How much has that MCU timeline book just completely rocked?
Yeah. The points this year. They say supposedly or something. They use some language that is very vague still, but she is presumed dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
That's why we say presumably.
Well, and don't they say that in the film, like something like she gave her life to blah blah blah, like in that last phrase.
So. Yeah, I'm a firm believer of no body, no death.
She destroyed the Darkhold in every universe, including our own. I believe is what he said.
Yeah, she gave her life to do that, though, right? Like that was he says that. I'm not saying that's true, but like it's presumed. He didn't say that. Okay.
No. Mm-mm. And we didn't see a body. She's out there.
Yeah. I mean, I still think she's out there.
I believe.
I just thought someone said something about her being presumed.
I personally love the theory that the Wanda she took over and her kids are going to have to come to our timeline. But no body, no death.
The Wanda from their verse comes to ours like, who's the motherfucker took me over? Like she kicks the door in.
I got legal bills.
I know, Tybo.
The Skrull addendum. If a rostered character appears in a title and turns out to be a Skrull, there's no consequence or loss of points for the appearance. But the Skrull if they are a rostered character, will get their respective appearance or cameo points.
I think the in-universe Sokovia Accords need to take a page from the fantasy draft and add a scroll addendum to the Sokovia Accords as well.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Those don't exist anymore, though.
No?
Yeah.
The Sokovia Accords?
Is that a result of Secret Invasion?
I can't remember which property it was in.
They mentioned it in She-Hulk,
right?
When Daredevil was like, no, Sokovia Accords are dead, bro.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He just get required to register.
That's they got rid of the Sokovia Accords, it was such a throwaway line and like a comedy.
Repealed, that's the word.
Yeah.
They were repealed.
Yeah. Okay, this trading. Okay, so, I didn't read this trading. This is cool.
Yes. So for the first time, we are introducing a mid-year trading option. We will announce when this happens. We will email the captains that the trading is now open. The person who has the lowest points will be able to trade their character first, and then you work your way up. So you will be able to trade in the character for another character that has not yet been drafted by a member of your league. If multiple players in your league want to trade a character, the player with the lowest score will get to pick first. The released character is now draftable for the rest of the league. And this will be open for 1 week. Again, dates will be announced to the captains. The points travel with the character.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Cool. The points you've made up till then leave, and the points that have already been made for that character come into your team.
Yes.
So that's nice. I like that as a game. It's good game design because it allows the people that are behind to like pick the character that's out there with the most points.
Yes, this has been requested several years in a row now, so we finally figured out a way to make it happen.
Cool. I dig it. Okay, that's the rules, right? We're done?
That is the rules.
Are we let's Dems draft.
The rules.
Let's draft. Dems the rules.
Where's the
roster? There is not one yet. There is not a roster yet.
We're winging it.
Yeah, you guys get first dibs on like the drafting because it technically doesn't open until December. So
yeah, but we wanted to do it so that people out there could join us.
So you can register, which closes on November 7th at noon Eastern Standard Time.
You got a week. You better get to it.
All right. So you want to randomize our names, Sarah Day? Yeah, can you do that?
Sure. Yeah, let me do that.
Yeah.
Let me pop a randomizer right now.
And then we do snake draft, right?
Yep.
Cool.
I'm a snake.
Oh, I forgot. Do you guys want to know what your current score is?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. So, Jay Scotty wasn't really in last year. How's our league doing? Who's winning? Poorly. Who's winning?
Let me pull up. Who do you think's winning?
I don't know, man. Yeah,
it's a real surprise, I bet.
Gee, I wonder. Who could it be?
We'll go in reverse order.
Yeah, Haley
has 11 points.
Haley has 11 points. That's cute.
Sweet.
I'll double check that everything's populating correctly. Jeff is next with 16 points.
Yep.
Matt Carroll has 36 points.
That was even more insulting. She said she read your score, Haley, and said she'll check to make sure everything's populating correctly.
I didn't take it as insulting, but now I
only
am
because
that.
No, Haley, because you and Jeff are 11 and 16 points, and Matt's 36 points.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Seems to check out to me.
Before Loki points, any Loki points have been entered. The highest score of everyone is Joshua Valenciano with 51 points.
Woo!
Way to go, Josh.
The average score is 22.
I'm below average.
Am I asking too much to ask who Joshua's highest scoring character might be? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know. I will look at that, but let me first tell you, now that's Kangsta is the highest league score as of now.
Okay, cool.
So it looks like Joshua Valenciano has Groot and Thanos both scoring at 7 points apiece.
Mm. Mm.
With also Mantis at 6, Peter Quill, Cassie Lang, and Nick Fury, and Gamora at 5 points apiece. Steve Rogers at 4. Carol Danvers at 3 and Maria Hill at 2.
Okay.
Yeah. Now he's about to rack up some more.
All right, before we dive into our draft, and while we get our order finalized, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Well, let's do the new draft. Let's do this thing. You got us randomized, Sarah Day?
Yes. Let me pull that back up. Okay. Matt, you're first.
No.
Oh no. It again.
Haley, you're next.
That's not the best position in our snake draft, I feel like, because I get like the first, Matt. And I get the eighth. I'm going to go with Bruce Banner.
Bringing it old school.
Okay. Yeah. Matt, Haley, Jeff, and then Scotty. And you said Bruce Banner, Matt?
Bruce Banner.
Okay, Haley.
Sam Wilson.
Jeff.
It's an important choice.
Mm-hmm. Big choice.
It's an important choice. Steve Rogers.
Never can go wrong.
He could do it all day.
All day. Every day.
All day?
I'm going to go with Bucky.
Ooh.
Okay. And then you get to go again because we're snaking, right?
Yep.
That's right. So in addition to Bucky, I'll do Matt Murdock.
Okay. Okay.
All right, Jeff.
Wade motherfucking Wilson. Because, you know, R-rated properties.
I'm going to take Stephen Strange.
Darn you.
Clea already did. You can't have it.
All right, Matt.
I'm going to take Wanda Maximoff and Tony Stark.
Okay, Haley.
Yelena Belova.
Oh, damn it.
Insult to injury. You know how I feel about Florence Pugh. Come on.
I was scared. It had to be done.
It's okay.
I must have the widow.
Fair. Totally fair.
Let's go with Maya Lopez. Echo.
Maya Lopez. Echo. Maya Lopez. Echo.
Oh, Christ.
I'm sorry.
Already deduct points from Scotty for that.
Scotty understood the assignment. Scotty understood the assignment. He did it perfect.
All right, Scotty. 2 picks for you.
Let's go with Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross.
Ooh. That's a good pick.
Yep.
That's a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
2 properties. Then.
I'm also going to take Joaquin Torres, our new Falcon.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, snap.
Okay. I'm going to go with Isaiah Bradley.
Good choice. Good choice.
I'm going to take... I'm going to go Kate Bishop.
Ooh, nice choice.
Kate Bishop!
With Yelena Belova. The mac and cheese together, a business lunch.
Oh my god, I love that! Christmas is coming up, we get a new ritual.
I'm going to go with She-Hulk and Thor. Once again, Mjolnir is on my team.
No, it's fine.
Jen Walters is She-Hulk, right?
Jennifer Walters.
Jennifer Walters, yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Gosh darn. Getting harder.
God darn it.
Billy Maximoff.
I'm going to go with Wongers.
Ooh, Wongers.
Can't go wrong with Wong.
Yeah, you can't. I'd like to choose Zemo.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Get that good dance going.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. So my following pick is going to be, what is it? Contessa Valentina Allegra de Fontaine.
Oh, you're
going to
make me type out that whole name.
You can call her Val. I'll let you pass with Val.
Elaine.
Damn it, Kat. Sorry.
All right.
Marker Jeff. For the dumbass cat being a dumbass.
Oh, that's okay.
How dare you speak to Bun like that?
She knocked over Stormbreaker.
Ooh.
That is a fireable offense.
Where did she end up?
She's in the hallway.
I thought she like rode the Bifrost.
She decided that she didn't want that door to be closed.
It was in guillotine ready mode.
Yeah, just
Bun has been decapitated.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, I meant which afterlife did she end up in?
Oh. Is there a Cat Valhalla? Mm. I wanted to call it like Cat Halla.
Cat Halla. Decapitated by Stormbreaker. We got to go find her 2014 variant now.
Yeah. Decapitated by Stormbreaker sounds like a 2014 hardcore band.
Sure.
That's fair. Okay. Sorry. It's my turn now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who'd you go with? Okay. You said Zemo and who?
Val.
That's right.
So I'm chilling with the villains over here.
We're halfway. Do you want me to do a little recap?
Yes, please, dear God.
Okay.
I think of more characters.
So yeah, Matt has Bruce Banner, Wanda Maximoff, Tony Stark, Jen Walters, and Thor. Haley has Sam Wilson, Stephen Strange, Yelena Belova, Kate Bishop, and Billy Maximoff. Jeff, you have Steve Rogers, Wade Wilson, Maya Lopez, Isaiah Bradley, and Wongers. Scotty, you have Bucky, Matt Murdock, Thaddeus Ross, Joaquin Torres, Zemo, and Val.
All right.
Okay.
It's okay.
This is a struggle.
The second half is when it gets harder.
Yeah.
Especially when you have up to 8 people on your league.
Oh, man, I bet. That's rough.
Well, there's also, like, there's only so many properties that are supposed to come out this year, and like, we're not sure of all of them.
I'm not sure of any of them. Like, literally none of them are sure. We're really not sure of any of them. That's.
Jeez, hope to stack up on those mentions.
Yeah. That's where I'm kind of like, do I want to go with a main character of that one, or do I want to go for mentions in a different one? Like, that's kind of where I went for Steve Rogers. I was just like, just give me mention points for him.
Always a good one.
Yeah. Let's go with, you know what? Okay, let's do Alexei. Alexei Shostakov, the Red Guardian.
Ooh,
good still choice. Fits.
Like it.
My next one is Everett Ross.
But Ross was already, nope, different Ross.
My next two are Logan and Mobius.
Mobius and Mobius?
Yes, that's the Mobius, I mean.
Certainly not Morbius.
Haley?
Oh, God. I'm gonna take a weird swing and say Scott Lang.
Mm.
Speaking of Scott Lang, just an FYI, books do not count towards points.
That's bullshit! I bought that book!
I didn't even ask.
That did seem kind of targeted at Haley again.
Yeah. I would never assume such a thing.
Malarkey. Shenanigans. Oh, God. Speaking of books, let's go with Agatha. The Darkhold Diaries might come out next year.
Maybe.
I'm going to go with Natasha Romanoff.
Scotty.
Hey. Took Yelena and another character from me. I can't remember which other character you took from me.
You have slighted me.
It was Stephen Strange. I think you took another one from me too. All right. So Natasha, and I'm going to follow that up with Shang-Chi.
Mm.
Great choice.
Okay.
Well, he's been missing for a while.
Time he's got to pay off one of these years. I feel like I put him on my draft the last 3 years.
It was so good, too.
All right, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
No. Let's do Frank Castle.
Okay.
The Punisher.
Ooh, interesting.
Okay, Haley.
Shuri.
Great choice.
Okay. Matt.
I'm going to go with Loki and Kingpin. Wilson Fisk.
Haley.
Tony Stark.
Ooh, somebody already took Tony.
Oh, my bad. The not Tony Stark. okay, Nick Fury.
Ooh, good choice.
Okay, Jeff.
Somebody already took Bucky, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is a struggle. This is a real struggle. I'm like, what are some side characters that have a likelihood of being in multiple places? Let's go with John Walker, the U.S. agent.
Okay.
All right. So I will select Spider-Man, Peter Parker Spider-Man.
Who?
Spider-Man. and then I'll follow that up with Ava Ghost. Was her last name Star?
Ava Star.
Yeah. Ah, yep. Hey, trivia. Woohoo.
Okay, Jeff. the final pick. It's the final selection. Jimmy Woo. I don't think he's panned out at all this year, other than that one quick cameo, but my boy's coming back. I know he is.
I don't know.
that's his whole thing. He's like, oh, God.
I have no more good choices written down. I'll just also like to, Taskmaster. I forget what her name is.
Antonia Dreykov.
Antonia, that's right.
Dreykov's daughter.
And Matt, last one for you before Hail Hydras.
I know y'all don't have the finalized thing, and I feel like we haven't chosen any villains yet. Is Thanos still choosable? I know he was last year.
Yeah.
Thanos.
I feel like Thanos is a really safe one as far as, like, mention points.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's not like he's going to show up and kill everybody again,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Well, and also, the I didn't see that in the points.
So says you.
Don't, there aren't evil points anymore, right?
Correct.
Like, negative points for evilness? I should have gone all villains then. That would have been good.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I do have a few villains here.
Am I going to be first up for the Hail Hydras?
No, Matt gets to go first.
Just continues to go around the same way. I'll go with Magneto as my Hail Hydra. Third year in a row.
Haley.
Along those lines, I'm going with Polaris.
Mm.
Okay, Jeff.
Mephisto. I mean, I know he's already in the MCU. We've already seen him.
Is that your third year for Mephisto?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe.
Man, you won't let it die. Like Magneto and Mephisto, man.
And Scotty?
Yeah, for my Hail Hydra, I am selecting the Sentry.
Mm.
Robert Reynolds. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with Ryan.
The drug addict of all drug addicts. That is such a weird origin story. Like, he did a bunch of drugs. Now he's a superhero. Who knew?
Seems like a really irresponsible comic book writing.
Okay, and then, Scotty, your first bonus is location.
Well, let's go for Wakanda.
Man.
Okay, Jeff.
Let's do the Red Room.
Haley.
I'm choosing the Dark Dimension.
Mm. And Matt.
TVA's not on there. That's what I wanted. I'm going to go with Westview.
right. And next up is teams.
The organization.
I'm going to go with Avengers.
Haley.
Thunderbolts.
Shit. Thought I had it with Thunderbolts. I was like, it's so obscure. It's so far down the list. Nobody's going to see it.
Nobody's ever going to see
it. It's just one of the six properties that might come out next year.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Good shot.
And is likely to be featured in Captain America 2.
No chance, man. No chance. It's wide ass open.
So obscure.
So obscure. Nobody's ever going to even think about it. Oh, God. I mean, all right, low-hanging fruit. Let's go with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Interesting. Pick an organization that doesn't exist anymore.
They exist.
Who?
I might have should said S.W.O.R.D., but
ugh. Let's go with the Tracksuit Mafia.
Ooh.
That's a good pick.
Thank you. Thank you.
Are they on the roster?
No, they're not on the roster.
Oh, they're not.
What?
Oh, that's such a good one, though.
I was waiting for you to give your real answer. I'm sorry. I would have said it sooner.
Oh. Well, now I'm in a pickle. let's see.
I think she just got you out of a pickle.
Well, now I'm in a pickle.
Because they're just all right there in the chat.
Yeah, they're all in the chat.
I'm realizing.
Oh, shit, that's funny. Pickle is also not an organization you can choose from.
Thinking of all the MCU and the Tracksuit Mafia, that's all I got. I don't know. I can't think of anything else.
People took Avengers already. What else is there?
All right.
The two major teams of the MCU, the Avengers and the Tracksuit Mafia. What a pickle.
Is that what comes first to mind for you when you think it's you? All right. Okay. Let's go with the Black Widows.
Solid.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And legal.
And legal. Are they, though?
The selection is.
Yeah, okay. Fair.
Okay. And here comes the items you can choose from.
Yeah,
again,
make sure to read the list.
Nothing has been added, so if there's something you think of from this past year, pickles. We'll add pickles to the list.
Can we add pickles to the list for real?
Oh, shit.
I mean, if people choose it, it's on them.
Anyone eating a pickle and you get a, a point.
I just imagine, like, Scott Lang walking down the street.
I want the soliloquy like well. This is a pretty good pickle.
Like, yeah.
I just want to hear us like, try to explain to Zoo why we have to add pickles to the roster.
Like he's gone to like a hot dog vendor or something, like some street cart, like they gave him a pickle with his food. And he's just like, we're like, we got points.
No, that's relish. The relish is pickles. It doesn't count. We start arguing about what is a pickle.
It's the ship of Theseus argument all over again.
Yeah, we're talking pickled cucumbers, all right?
What are pickles if not cucumbers, personally?
There we go. There it is.
Exactly. Oh, shit, that's funny. Okay, all right, what's your...
Scotty needs to pick his item.
Scotty, what's your object?
Yeah, I will keep things simple for this one. I'll go with Cap Shield.
Damn it!
Yep.
Sorry. I was hoping. I was like, go somewhere else on the list. Not the top.
Come on.
Don't go to the top.
The Tracksuit Mafia tracksuits. Nope. Not on the roster? Come on.
Damn it. Well, now I'm in a pickle.
All right, Jeff, what you getting?
Oh, my God. Okay. Pym Particles.
It's good.
This list it seems very limiting.
Right. Well, and like, again, like we
like
haven't
why
added
pickles on it. Well,
we haven't added anything from 2023. So, you know, like the mechanism from Loki last episode is probably going to be added, stuff like that.
The loom, as it were.
The loom.
Oh.
I'm at it right now. The loom.
Well, you just carry that thing around. I mean, everybody has one of those.
Got that in my back pocket.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
But it also broke, so...
Yeah, it's useless. I'll do Quinjet.
That's a solid choice with Thunderbolts coming out.
Mm-hmm. Fair point.
Oh, all right.
Never
Matt.
Never mind. I was going to change my mind to what I wrote down because I wasn't paying attention, but I'm going to stick with Quinjet.
Okay. I'm going to go with Sling Ring.
Okay, now I can read everybody's answers.
Woohoo! Now I can read.
Wait, should we go over our own answers and like talk about our strategies or like our thought processes?
Yeah.
No.
Does that sound good?
No.
Yeah. I'm not as a list. It's always the fun part, I thought.
Yeah.
Why don't we have Sarah read our list off and then we can kind of like maybe
discuss it.
Point out okay. a few?
Sure, yeah.
Matt, you have Bruce Banner, Wanda Maximoff, Tony Stark, Jen Walters, Thor, Logan, Mobius, Loki, Kingpin, Thanos, Magneto as your Hail Hydra, Westview, Avengers, and the Sling Ring.
Yeah.
I'm hearing a lot of mentions and cameos in there.
Yeah, that's. I think like with the way the points shake out currently in the rules, I think that mentions are just like still the best strategy. But I did try to get characters with high mention value, but that are likely to be in these movies. Like Bruce Banner, very well could be in a movie in Brave New World or Deadpool. Which was probably the most the first thing like we should all talk about, like what do we think is going to come out this year? I just mm-hmm. wrote Jay Sisson and said what's going to come out this year and
insider trading
mm-hmm. against the rules commissioner
collusion
indeed.
But, I mean, I like listening to your list. I didn't hear a lot that were like these are main characters of the properties that we know are coming out.
No,
this year. Like,
no, there's very few.
You're very thin on that.
Yeah, I really am. But there are a lot of theories / rumors that a lot of these characters are going to show up in different things, and then others are just like high mention value. So
yeah,
Bruce Banner is the one on your list that kind of like hurt the most for me, and the one that like resonates the most mm-hmm. because with Brave New World, bringing back Samuel Stearns, like, like Bruce Banner's at least going to get a mention there.
So. And Thaddeus Ross. So it's like, there's a possible, and there's even, apparently there's rumors, this is rumor mill, but like, apparently there's rumors that She-Hulk might come in that one as well. They're just going to have a whole Hulk thing happening in Brave New World, possibly, which could be really cool.
War Hulk.
You just know that... If they can, Deadpool will want to interact with, like, if Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool can interact with the Hulk, he's going to want to. And so I'm just hoping for that.
If Ryan Reynolds is able to be a part of the MCU, he's going to want to interact with all of it.
Right. True.
Like, he's going to want to be there for freaking everything. That was why I picked him for my second. Like, he has potential to show up anywhere just because he feels like it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
going to be so fun.
Yeah, it really is. Yep. That's the other thing about my list. I just tried to really think about characters that could easily flow. They could get mentioned or they could flow into any of the properties. Like a lot of like Loki, Mobius, She-Hulk, Bruce Banner, Thanos, Kingpin. Like they're all just, I guess Kingpin, not Thanos. But they could all show up in something if they wanted to.
Yeah.
But they're almost no guaranteed appearance points on that list.
Yeah, I went for, like, especially with the Maya Lopez and the Isaiah Bradleys and, Agatha maybe, John Walker and Frank Castle maybe. I tried to go for, like, these, like, I got a couple that are, like, I know they're going to be there, but also they have a chance to come in, like, showing up in one more thing and maybe mentioned in a third one.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, Steve Rogers going to be mentioned forever. Like, that man's talked about. Like nobody's business. Like Tony Stark, same way.
Steve Rogers hurt when you got Steve Rogers.
I was like, I'm not going to let you have that shit again. But then, you know, Jimmy Woo, because, you know, that's my boy.
You want to read one of Haley or J. Scotty's list?
Yeah. Haley, you have Sam Wilson, Stephen Strange, Yelena Belova, Kate Bishop, Billy Maximoff, Everett Ross, Scott Lang, Shuri, Nick Fury, Taskmaster, Polaris as your Hail Hydra, the Dark Dimension, Thunderbolts, and the Quinjet.
I really went for Boots on the Ground or Mystic.
Yep.
No thoughts, just that.
Well, it's really good with like the possibility of Brave New World and Thunderbolts feel like they will have a lot of
boots on the
ground characters.
You feel like you have a lot of crossover there.
That's what I kind of hedged my bets around, too. Those are the only two properties that like I'm pretty confident that are going to come out this calendar year. So I think it would behoove Marvel. Like I think they are listening to some of the dissent in the background. Like, okay, we got to like, you know, drive home this interconnectivity sooner rather than later. And Thunderbolts and Brave New World seems like the perfect place to do that. You got Bucky going back and forth between the two, which is why he was my, you know, first pick.
Well, and like Shuri's a weird pick, but I feel like because of Sam's connection with Wakanda and Everett Ross's connection with Wakanda, and they're both probably good choices for either of those movies. Like, I just think I try to get like characters that I think connect to each other, maybe in more obscure ways, but like I think it'd be really fun if we saw a Billy Maximoff, maybe not the one we saw in WandaVision, but I think Coven of the Darkhold Diary thing is going to be like really kind of crazy. And so and knowing that like they wanted Stephen Strange to be in WandaVision, but that didn't work out because of COVID. And so I could see a lot of Stephen Strange-y, Dark Dimension-y, Dormammu-y stuff. And then Polaris could either come in like in that show or definitely in Deadpool 3.
Stephen Strange was my first pick, but you got him first. No, he's my second pick.
I feel real good about that, you guys.
Yeah.
Agatha, I've come to bargain.
Well, Benedict Cumberbatch did say like he was like preparing to film some stuff this year. He said something about like Marvel escapades. So I do think Stephen Strange is a pretty safe bet too, yeah.
Nice.
Good.
What about Scoots?
J. Scotty, you had Bucky, Matt Murdock, Thaddeus Ross, Joaquin Torres, Zemo, Val, Natasha Romanoff, Shang-Chi, Peter Parker, and Ava Starr. The Sentry as your Hail Hydra, Wakanda, the Black Widows, and Cap's Shield.
You went real hard with super soldiers.
Yeah, like I said, I leaned into the the Brave New World and Thunderbolts, and hopefully the interconnectivity there. But then, yeah, I'll kind of highlight Joaquin Torres for like a side character. I think my placement might seem a little bit high, but I was also thinking, you know, Marvel's got to think about constraining their budgets a little bit, and this is an actor who's an up and comer. Like the MCU is like his big role. He probably signs some kind of contract that he can pop up in anything, and that he may not have like been the highlight of Falcon and the Winter Soldier, but I do think he's like recognizable enough that like more so than whatever that guy from Black Widow was that showed up in Secret Invasion. Like I feel like people will recognize Joaquin a little bit more than Mason. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yep.
Sweet.
All right, and then Jeff.
Yep.
You had Steve Rogers, Wade Wilson, Maya Lopez, Isaiah Bradley, Longers, Alexi, Agatha, Frank Castle, John Walker, Jimmy Woo, Mephisto, Azure Hail Hydra, the Red Room, Shield, and the Pym Particles.
Yep. I kind of regret the Pym Particles.
You don't know.
It's too late. It's too late.
What would you choose instead if you could?
You know, pickles.
I think that would have been a much better choice.
Super soldier pickles.
Super soldier pickles. I don't know. Like maybe Stormbreaker, but that still doesn't seem reasonable because we don't have a Valhalla year or an Asgard year. You know, we're more boots on the ground, caps, cap shield, maybe Kamoya beads.
I think that's a good pick.
Vibranium was the one I had written down and then didn't pay attention to when I chose Quinjet.
So do you guys not think we're gonna see Kang at all? Nobody chose.
Well, had you asked me like a few weeks ago, I might have had a different answer for you, but
before last week's episode, maybe I would have said
Variety
that.
Variety article today.
Before all of those contributing factors. Article. Yeah.
Oh, how could you not? 15 people put it in the Strand Panda chat. It doesn't sound great.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
There's basically talks about having to pivot, and then, you know, knowing what's going on behind the scenes with Jonathan Majors, like his big other release, Magazine Dreams, just got like pulled from the schedule. So things don't seem like they're going favorably for him.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
What were some other villains that anyone would have chosen, though? Like, you have Thanos, but everybody else is mostly dead.
I thought about Abomination. He's been one of those like side villains that they've had a lot of fun revisiting.
But is he a villain anymore?
He's a counselor.
I thought about picking Victor Timely as like if that would count. I don't know, because like it sounds like damage done. Like he's not going to do anything bad or whatever. He's already gone, but he would possibly have a bunch of variants if they've already shot a bunch of stuff with Jonathan Majors. Like there might be a bunch of variants popping up.
I just had a huge realization, and I'm sorry. It's not in any way related to what you're saying, Matt.
Oh, no problem. You weren't listening. It's fine.
Yeah, no. Your words don't matter, only my thoughts.
Yeah, I know.
Abomination left with Wong. He's not in prison, so he could show up with Wong just to be like a counselor that could also be muscle?
Hmm.
Huh.
Absolutely, and and with all the Hulk stuff possibly coming in Brave New World, it would be a great place for him to just be another gamma hero to throw in there.
Hero
is not really the term I'm looking for. Gamma powered
morally
person.
Gray character.
I love him. I love his character.
A gamma soup.
Gamma soup. I love gamma soup.
It's my favorite.
It's got pickles in it.
It's got pickles in it.
Let me get off this podcast and go eat some gamma soup with extra pickles.
Oh goodness.
All right, guys, well thank you all for joining us. Sarah Day, one more time, tell them where they can go to sign up so they can take part in this in their own groups around the Stranded Panda community.
Yes, you can register at fantasyheroesgame.com until November 7th at noon Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm. And you can bring your call up four friends, you know, and I guess seven friends, you know, up to, and come in and like bring them into the community, and you guys can play among yourselves, or you can come in as a free agent and get combined with other people.
And if you do want to sign up, or if you need to sign up as a free agent, you can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/fantasyheroes. There is a post that you can comment on if you're looking to find a league.
Cool. Sweet. How about Haley Hubbs? You got anything you want to pitch to the people? Tell them about?
Yes.
Anything you want to plug?
You can find me at Source Pages, where we read comics and novels as primers for all the geeky TV shows and movies we love. And you can also find me weekly at Multiverse News with two of the yahoos on this cast.
Yahoos.
Yay-hoo. And as Scotty, what about you?
Yeah, I'm one of those yahoos that you can find over on Multiverse News. You can also find me over at Animation Deliberation, the podcast that takes action, animation, and cartoons seriously, but not too seriously. And that show is co-hosted by Sarah Day's counterpart here on Fantasy Heroes, Zuhair Ali. And I just want to give, you know, take an opportunity to express my gratitude and kudos to both of you for, you know, running this thing. I think this is the fourth year running, and it's just gotten bigger and better every time. So keep up the good
and
work.
And so join their Patreon.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Be cool like me.
Patreon.com/fantasyheroes, right?
Yes. And could I please also shout out my other podcast?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, of course.
Great. Thank you so much. I co-host Peeves' Gabfest, and we do a chapter-by-chapter page-to-screen analysis of the Harry Potter series as we prepare for the newly announced Max show. We just began the Chamber of Secrets, so please give us a listen. That is Peeves' Gabfest.
Oh, that's got to be a fun time. Like, you guys are having a Harry Potter podcast and seeing, like, them do a new incarnation of the story. That's really cool.
So exciting. And it's so funny because we finished book one, and I always thought book one was a great adaptation, but we really picked it apart. So still give us a listen and see if you agree.
Awesome. And, you know, me and Jeff, we're over here on the MCU cast every week.
Yeah, you may have heard of it.
Yeah, may have heard of it since you're listening to it. But yeah, hey, if you do want to have your friends join you for this here thing, Fantasy Heroes, send them this episode and tell them to subscribe. Yeah. That'd be great. And we'll be back with Loki episode 5. And if you haven't heard our last episode, it was 2 hours and 18 minutes long. We did a lot of talk about Loki episode 4. I didn't want to stop. I just kept going.
It was a good one.
Dragged Ashley kicking and screaming. No, I'm just joking. She was very much into it. But she started out like, I can stay for like 45 minutes. My throat hurts. And then like 2 hours later, she's like, nah, man, let's finish it. Let's do it. We're almost there. Let's do them all. She was a trooper. It was a lot of fun. So, and I just cannot wait for episode 5 coming up in 2 days. So we'll be back tomorrow with that. And hope to talk to you guys then. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah Day. Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. And a special thanks to all of our subscribers at patreon.com/MCUcast. You make this show possible. And a huge shout out to both. That's right, there's two of them now. Illuminati tier patrons, Walter Kreisky III and Lieutenant Bongo. Thank you, guys. If you want to find all of our fine Stranded Panda podcasts, go to strandedpanda.com. And for a video version, check out youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you want to take part in our live streams, go to twitch.tv/strandedpandatv.